Sports this hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange on a Monday morning, 45 minutes after 7 o'clock. James and Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Monday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Loved the rain over the weekend.
Yeah, I did too.
Wow.
It was really nice.
Yeah, almost an inch. Yeah. Needed it. Soaked in. Pretty good pace of it too,
yeah,
you know.
Starting so, Friday night.
Yeah. So it was all, yeah. So we got more than an inch for the entire weekend, but we'll take it. And looks like a chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Not much precip out of that probably, but 73 today. Beautiful day. Pat Boone. Remember Pat Boone? Yeah. Neither one of you shaking your head. 92 today. Singer, actor, entertainer.
Huh.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman.
I just date myself every time I do that.
Morgan Freeman is 89 today. You guys know Morgan Freeman.
Of course.
I don't think you date yourself. It's probably just a different genre of what you're watching.
Yeah.
This is true. Thank you.
Growing up, right? Your
yeah.
parents were
way to cover for me. I appreciate that.
People.
Way to have my back. Yeah. Thanks. Ronnie Wood is 79, musician. Rolling Stones. Yeah. Lisa Hartman Block. Actress, singer, Knott's mm-hmm. Landing, 70.
I did watch that.
Did you watch yeah. Knott's Landing? Okay. 70. Heidi Klum, supermodel,
mm-hmm.
Is 53.
Famous Halloween decorator, costumer.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. If there's anybody that goes all out for Halloween, it's Heidi Klum.
Mm-hmm.
She's insane about it in like a funny way.
You know this, James. That's good. I'm
oh,
impressed.
Yeah. Look yeah. up the pictures. She'll dress as okay. like a full-on slug, and it's like a with the slime and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. 1925 was the year Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Gehrig's streak of playing in 2,130 consecutive games began when he pinched hit for shortstop Pee Wee Wanginger.
Yeah.
That always makes me laugh. Anybody named Pee Wee?
We don't make Pee Wees anymore.
No.
There was a couple Pee Wee... baseball players.
Yes.
Professional baseball
yeah.
players.
Yeah. Are there any more?
No. God, no.
I didn't think so.
I think if you were a child, the child would be like, I don't think this is a good name.
Not so much.
This is actually a bad name.
Yeah. This isn't a good thing.
Especially if you're trying
I'm
going to
go buy something else.
Professional sports.
Yeah.
1926, actress Marilyn Monroe was born.
Oh, wow.
Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles. 1944, the British Broadcasting Corporation aired a coded message intended to inform the French resistance, D-Day invasion imminent.
Mm.
Yeah. Today is Dare Day.
Sure.
Remember your kids? All right. Dare you to do that. My brothers did that to me all the time. Guess what I did? I always took up the dare.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not the smartest thing as I reflect back on some of the things that I took the dare for, but I did. Today is Don't Give Up the Ship Day.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
Don't give up the ship.
Don't surrender the ship, I guess.
Yeah, just kind of don't give up in general.
Okay.
Flip a coin.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Sure.
That's all it is. Just flip a coin day. Just flip one. When was the last time
you flipped the coin?
Who puts
the energy into that? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
A lot of people with nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's flip a coin today. Oh, it's flip a coin day. There you go.
Let's make a day for flipping a coin.
Yeah.
Flip a day.
Or
flip
whatever
a coin.
The ship wants.
Or, yeah, don't surrender
don't
the ship.
Up. Don't That's give up right. the ship. Thank God it's Monday day. All right.
Is that every... So if... Okay.
Does that happen on Friday?
I know, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Did we just get really lucky or...
Go barefoot day.
Okay.
Did you put shoes on.
Did you go start your truck this morning, Julie, ahead of time? Okay, just checking. Kind of your day,
today.
You know.
I don't have to warm it up.
You have to wait till it snows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to wait till it snows. Nail polish day.
Nope.
No nail polish today for you today? Okay.
I wanted to. But
you
I don't
wanted
know what color
to?
I'd get, yeah. I'm being serious.
Go for the clear.
I'd go black, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
White. Too, I don't know. I've thought about it.
Okay.
There's plenty of people that can do that, pull it off. I don't know.
Yes, there are.
I don't know if it's me.
Right?
But you don't know
until you try, right?
Yeah.
Give it a try day. We'll make it that day.
I could just do it with Sharpie and then be like, all right, well, here's my test.
That'd be a lot harder to take.
Yeah, probably.
That might be a while for you to get that off.
Yeah.
Today's pen pal day.
Sure.
Yeah, I used to have a pen pal.
Who did I?
Grade school. We had to write.
Yeah, that was mine too.
Right.
And we did quite a few.
Right. Yep.
It was fun.
Okay. Say something nice day. Should be every day.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Some grumpy person. I'm going to make a day where I have to say something nice.
I know. Oscar the Grouch Day.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's who made it.
Yeah.
He lives in a trash can.
Right, he does, yes. Wear a dress day.
Okay, guys.
Sure.
Did you get the memo?
Nope.
Nope, no memo for you. World Milk Day.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, that's great.
I love milk. Who doesn't love milk?
Which kind?
Honestly, any. I'll have any type of milk. Oat milk, 2%, soy milk, 2%.
Fat-free.
Yeah. Powdered.
Whole milk.
You
get powdered, yeah.
I don't have a distaste for any, I don't think. Almond milk,
good.
Silk.
Yeah.
Oat milk, whole, 100%, 2%, whatever. I'll drink any type of milk.
Okay. So you don't have a preference?
Not really.
I mean, if you ever had non-fat milk, you'd go, okay.
Probably maybe different, not this one. This tastes watered down is probably what I would think. Yeah.
It doesn't really have taste. Weird.
It's just like watered milk.
Okay, so it's milk day.
That's gross.
World Milk Day today. Woman in Brazil, Beatriz Vieira Durante, will turn 115 this month.
Oh.
She's got 20 days to go. Hang in there, Beatriz, okay?
Hold on.
Hang on, 115. Wow. Can you imagine when you hit 100 if you knew? It's like, I got 15 more years left.
I
got to go do some more.
My daughter, Grace, and I were talking yesterday. We were working together, and she was telling me about this story that she read about this woman that was 102 years old that survived Auschwitz. And we were talking about how, you know, she was like 15 or whatever, and that was supposedly that's the, you know, a big part of your life, and how much more she had to go.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, after that, you're like,
I know. Right?
And I said, gosh, she's published some books, and I want to find them now.
Nice. Today's Dinosaur Day. Hey!
Dino Day.
Yeah. Dinosaur Museum.
Two.
Yeah. Two of them. Yeah.
One in Ranchester. Is it Rancaster?
Yep.
And just one at the college.
One at the college. So go check them out. Dinosaur Day. Speaking of Museum Day, it's Dinosaur Museum. Also, the museum on the other museum on Public Pulse today.
Oh, Carrie.
Yeah, Museum of the Bighorns, yes. She'll give us the update on what's going on with the museum. So it is Dinosaur Day today. Scientists have identified a colossal new species. Jeez, they're finding new ones all the time here. This one, Tylosaurus rex. 80-million-year-old fossil in Texas.
Sure. Found by a guy named Tyler.
43
Tylosaurus rex.
43 feet long, massive apex predator. Jeez.
Cool.
One of the largest ever discovered. Research led.
One of the largest ever discovered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Research led by a collaborative team of paleontologists revealed this creature possessed powerful jaw muscles, and finely serrated teeth designed for high-level aggression. Fossil evidence, including fractured jaws on specimens, suggest this reptile engaged in violent battles. Wow.
I would love to be a hologram at my size.
Man, you love to just say stuff like that is totally out of nowhere.
No, and then...
Man, I'd love to be a hologram.
No.
There's nothing I want to be more.
You got to hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
And go back in that time and stand when that thing was...
Yes.
You know, so he couldn't, like, knock me over or eat me. Hologram. I could just be a hologram.
Yeah.
A quantum leap, if you will.
I want to be a hologram. How about that?
You just thought she was being random.
There's two things you know about Julie.
I knew where she was at.
She wants to be a hologram. She wants to be chipped.
Well, then I could come back to present day.
You got a weird set of dreams going on over there.
I agree with you. If you had a hologram next to you to get the size.
No, I want to go back real time.
You want to go back in real time. Yeah.
And then
I
come back.
I don't know.
But see, they couldn't hurt me if I was a hologram.
I feel like you'd look at it and be like, all right, this is a lot. I'm going to go back to the normal time now.
I want to see how that guy fractured his jaw.
Jeez. Yeah, they said this dinosaur. Thing, this Tylosaurus, vicious.
Tylosaurus, yeah.
Yes.
How do you spell it? T-Y-L?
T-Y-L-O.
Okay.
Saurus. Rex.
Man, I wish it would have been Tyler.
Where was it found?
Texas.
Texas.
That's a big state.
Yep.
That's true, yeah.
Narrow that down.
Anywhere else in Texas.
Yeah,
any,
no,
somewhere
it doesn't
random
say,
in Texas.
Yeah, I just found
sure,
it
it's
Texas.
Not going to give out
they don't
too
want,
much
they don't want to give out information on where the fossils are. Yeah, no. Just like it's,
but it's by Big Bend.
It's in central Montana.
Yeah.
That's as close as you're going to get to anything. Yeah, that's crazy. Love those dinosaur stories, though. Boy, they're finding them left and right now. Well, technology has gotten better.
Yeah.
To find them. I mean, they've got radar now that you put on top of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And
see
then
the image.
It gives a little poosh and kind of gives a jolt to the ground and it gives a whole 3D image of what's below. That's cool. Like to get in on that. Okay, German man divorced his wife because she refused to kick the snoring dog off the bed. Couple had been married 18 years. Dog was snoring. He finally said, me or the dog? She said, the dog. I'm keeping the dog.
There's probably something else going on there.
Probably, I'm guessing. Do your dog snore?
Ruby does, yeah.
Okay.
She's the little King Charles Spaniel.
King Charles?
That's the
brand. Oh, that's the brand? I've never heard
not
of
brand.
No, that's
the brand.
It's the brand.
Not a brand.
Excuse me. Breed. Yes.
A brand of dog.
A brand of dog. King Charles. Oh, I never heard of that.
Oh, they're pretty common.
Okay.
Big
well, yeah, she
ears.
Looks common. You brought her up here when you first
she's
started.
Not a commoner. No.
No. You first brought her up here.
Yeah.
When she was, you know, when you rescued her.
Yeah.
She's a rescue dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Brand.
Yeah, that was
sorry.
A brand of dog.
The brand of dog.
Hey, you got any GE dogs over there?
GE.
Hurricane season begins today. You guys know about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've been through a one or two.
More than that.
How many?
The double digits, probably.
Well, we were in Florida in the 05 season of Katrina and 06 and 04, so that whole time frame.
None that were, I mean, Katrina, obviously, but we didn't get that as bad as
mm-mm.
New Orleans, obviously. But none, we probably had, what, two or three that were, like, really bad?
Yeah.
But probably double digits total that were just two ones and twos.
The others were chainsawing limbs off the road so you could get by and power out for 10 days.
Scariest one you ever been in.
I can't remember the name of it, but the power was out for 10
days. Wasn't
it
Andrew? Was Andrew one of them? Because Andrew would have been.
Andrew was 90s, wasn't it? I don't remember.
I
don't remember the names of them.
I don't remember
Wilma.
Either.
Wasn't one Wilma?
Wilma was one of them. There was the one that went all the way up towards New York that we caught a lot of.
Yeah.
That may have been Wilma.
This is when you were in Florida.
Yeah. No, it was down in Sheridan. Bellevue gets
right,
bad down
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Well, it's the start of hurricane season. The first five storms have already been named. The next one will be Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal. What the heck?
They got a lot of names they go through. They have a whole list.
Dolly and Edward. Yes.
It's all alphabetical, too.
Mm-hmm.
A, B, C, D, E, F will be next.
Yep. So there's... Let's hope we don't have to get to the fifth one, right?
Yep.
Okay. A Malaysian man has been recognized by Guinness World Records for having 42 teeth. That is 10 more than
That'd
the
awful.
Average person.
Wow.
That would be terrible.
At the age of 33, first noticed an unusual number of teeth during a family gathering. In 2021.
Sure. They were playing games.
What were they doing?
Well, you got a lot of stuff in your mouth.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, friend?
Yeah. You're eating way faster than all of
the
us.
The average human has 32 teeth. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have 42.
Yeah. I got stuff popping out of my gums left and right.
He counted 38 at the time. Then a dental x-ray later revealed four additional waiting to emerge.
Hey, that's got to be painful.
I want to see a picture.
That's got to be painful.
He said it did not cause him any discomfort.
What? Wow. Got big mouth then.
Yeah.
Got big mouth.
Yeah.
That's a lot of teeth.
He's got as many as the Tylosaurus.
Right.
42.
42 teeth. An Ohio woman won $5 million prize scratch-off lottery ticket after her husband previously won $1 million in another game.
Jeez. And whatever. Lottery.
She elected to take the $200,000 a year. for 25 years.
Yeah. I
take the lump sum.
Pretty good coin.
Good coin. It's going to be a great day. Sunshine. Mm-hmm. 73 today. Enjoy the day on your Monday morning. First day of June. Flip the calendar, will you, James? Flip the calendar.
Sure.
Okay. Even though he doesn't have
one. Did it already.
All right. You're listening to KROE Sheridan at 8 o'clock. Good morning. Steve Schreffler, Swap Shop, next hour. One, but you, Steve.